Lisa from Delaware is on the line with a chimney question. Lisa, what can we do for you today?
I have two chimneys. One is a brick chimney, and the other one was a stucco chimney. I recently had them both repaired. The brick chimney needed to be repointed, and above the brick chimney, underneath the stainless steel cap, I guess, I don't know if it's cement or mortar, but that was all cracked. And in the winter, the ice would form between the cracks. So anyway, I had that repaired. The other chimney that was stucco had a hairline crack in it, and they suggested restuccoing the chimney and stippling it, which is like a popcorn ceiling type of an effect.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So all that was done. Now they told me wait about 6 months, and then I should have it sealed to protect it. Now, it's $75 a chimney to get it sealed.
So what they're talking about is a masonry sealer, and you probably don't need this. It's not like you need it to protect it. Usually you put sealers on if you're concerned about leaks. But if you are going to put a sealer on it, they're silicone-based, and you have to make sure that you use one that's vapor permeable. Some of the older sealer products out there are not vapor permeable, and that means that moisture gets in, it gets trapped under the surface of the concrete, and then it'll freeze and spall or crack, and that could actually accelerate the deterioration of the chimney itself. So if you use a good quality silicone sealer that's vapor permeable, it can slow the absorption of moisture into the chimney, but I'm just not sure you need it. The kinds of things that you're talking about doing, except for the total restuccoing of the chimney, I don't know if I would have gone that far just to repair a crack. But the other things that you're talking about are all entirely expected, you know, having to repoint some mortar, having to repair a cracked chimney cap, a concrete cap around the chimney. Those are all normal. I don't necessarily think that putting a sealer on is going to have that much of a major effect of slowing down any further deterioration. I think it's just sort of wear and tear.
Okay, and if it's not vapor permeable, it could even harm it.
That's correct. Exactly right, Lisa.
So I should ask the mason then if it's, you know, but he could tell me anything. He could say, yeah, it is.
Well, it's very easy. Find out what product he's using and go look up the product online and read about it.
But you're saying really it's probably not worth it.
I don't know that it's totally necessary. Unless the chimneys are leaking, I probably wouldn't do it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.